BBC News. President Trump has spoken by telephone to a senior Taliban leader a few days after the group signed a peace deal with the United States. In a call that would previously have been unthinkable, they discussed how to implement the agreement in Afghanistan. Earlier, the Afghan government, which is not a direct party to the deal, said more than 20 people had been killed in clashes with the Taliban since a temporary ceasefire ended on Monday. Italy has reported a 50% jump in deaths from the coronavirus in the past 24 hours, with the total standing at 79. More than 2,200 people have tested positive for the disease. The US Central Bank has made an emergency interest rate cut of 0.5% because of what it called the evolving economic risks posed by the coronavirus outbreak. President Trump tweeted that it was not enough. Intercommunal violence has forced thousands of people to flee their homes in South Sudan's Jonglei state. Médecins Sans Frontières says it's treating victims of gunshot wounds who have walked through the night to reach Pibor town. Migrants on the Greek island of Lesbos have gathered on the quayside on the island's main city, Mytilene, in an attempt to board a ferry to the mainland. Police have been trying to move them away. Democrats in the United States are voting for their preferred presidential candidate on what's known as Super Tuesday. 14 states are making their choice of who should take on Donald Trump in November. Police in Brazil have banned football fans from two of the country's most popular clubs from taking any banners or flags bearing the letter B to their local derby match on Saturday. This is the first game between Atlético Mineiro and Cruzeiro, who are bitter rivals since Cruzeiro were unexpectedly relegated to Serie B. 60,000 people are expected to attend the match. BBC World News.